my name is
Safdar.
Now, your natural reaction is going to be, you know, I want to laugh hysterically. You know, but some part of you says, nay, it says this is an urge of some self-destructive part of you.
And now, here's
an infinitely more dangerous weapon of mass destruction.
My penis.
That's small enough.
But it did look like a monster.
Look at these guys here.
What are those creatures?
My testicles.
Oh, I see them, Jamie.
They were like alien creatures or robots.
They were a little dirty. Here they are cleaned.
Using some lotion and tissues.
New Charmin bathroom tissue.
Tastes as good as it smells every time.
Now we have to wipe ourselves.
Then put it in your mouth.
Yuck. This stuff is shitty tasting.
Most Americans prefer the taste of
an old boot.
I know it really works for me.
It works the same way in your toilet bowl.
Use the toilet normally.
Assuming your sex organs are normal.
Are you sexually quite normal?
No, I'm not.
I enjoy the pure pleasure of
being romantically involved with
Johnny Mathis.
And he's the reason why I hate you.
I hate American women.
I hate this stupid bike.
I hate God.
God heard her and said,
put on a clown costume and a funny face and act crazy.
Okay, I'll try it.
I always wondered what it'd be like to be a clown.
Well, here's a solution.
Look at how magnificent you could look with
the polka dot clown shirt.
Come on,
yeah, yeah, y'all.
And put it
yeah, yeah,
on
yeah,
me.
Here you go.
I can't believe how pretty Ashley looks.
What do you think?
I think clowns are some of the nicest people I have ever met.
They're corrupt and immoral.
Just like your mother.
Mother says,
I farted and a poopy almost slipped out.
How powerful are gas vapors?
It's strong, but it has no corrosive chemicals.
I strongly disagree with that.
Once these odors are in your rug, they're in your room.
I smell smoke.
Coming right out of your ass.
They discovered it was full of smoke and weird sounds.
What could possibly be funny about fart noises?
It's so fucking funny.
All right, since you think it's so funny.
Here's one for you, Joker.
Why does Michael Barrymore not need ashtrays?
I don't know.
Because I am invisible.
I don't enjoy your jokes.
His jokes were a statement he was making about his detachment from normal
sexual activities.
Instead of a birthday party
for the chronic PCP user,
merely known as Christ.
Here again, Jesus said in verse 19,
I want to lick your feet.
I knew what the Bible said,
but I did not expect to see
the serial toe licker
here at First Family Church.
I knew in a moment it must be Saint
Quentin Tarantino.
Soak your feet in hot mustard water.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Disgusting.
Oh, I refuse to speak of disgusting things because
I think I'm no longer in my own dimension.
This is the new dimension.
A dimension of
absolute shit!
You've just crossed over into
the Johnny Mathis zone.
My favorite episode is the one where they kill the entire cast with a helicopter explosion. Oh wait, that really happened. Never mind.
There's two girls
and one cop.
Sure! What are their names?
Kimberly and Katie.
And they both went to sleep.
With lesbian implication.
On television today.
I do not intend to become a lesbian.
And neither do we.
They became covered with colored chalk.
And it will all happen again.
What more can you say?
I'm not sure.
Do people sometimes say to you,
who's love?
Don't forget! It's my fucking word!
Don't say that word. That's not a nice word.
Nice girls and boys don't act that way.
All you kids, snuggle up real nice and close to
my testicles.
Let's call them Beth and Alice.
I'll be Alice.
And I'll be
the other one.
Are you nuts?
Yes, we are.
We have balls.
In the area of the mouth.
I lick the gun.
Most often on the penis.
These fellas have been playing together since 1955.
Happy and gay.
But remember what the Bible says.
God has a plan for homosexuals.
They have very bright colors and silly outfits and exaggerated mouths and faces.
And they've managed to
light a cigarette off my ball sack.
Then try to bust your opponent's balls.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Hitting ever higher levels of absurdity. And truth be told, it was also just something I enjoyed.
We also hope you will enjoy
the anus.
Check out my butt.
There's a thick, gooey substance inside.
And on the inside of your teeth, too.
Too much of that stuff makes your teeth decay.
Good. And remember,
when a woman's in love, she don't care if you
burn down somebody's home.
Preferably in a residential area.
So he returned to the woodcutter's house and said,
thank you so much. And again, we'd like to say it's so good to be here again, ladies and gentlemen.
You can rest assured our cameras will be there to capture his next edition.
You'd better leave now.
Take it easy.
And goodbye.